Hey, Mama, welcome back to the podcast. I am Jessica, host of a Purposeful Brand podcast. Today, I want to talk to the mom that is exploring the idea of entrepreneurship. Maybe you're dreaming about starting a business. Maybe circumstances have got you kind of looking into other avenues of bringing in income, but you're just really not sure if entrepreneurship is right. So today, we're going to dive into some questions that I believe every Christian mom should ask themselves before they jump into entrepreneurship. So if that's you and you're kind of like teetering with the idea of starting a business, then this episode is for you. Hey friend, thanks for tuning in to a Purposeful Brand podcast, a space where faith and entrepreneurship come together to ignite your purpose. If you're a Christian mom who dreams of building a business that not only thrives, but aligns with your faith and allows you to stay home with your kids, well, you found your tribe. I'm your host, Jessica, and each week we're diving deep into the world of purpose-driven entrepreneurship. In each episode, we chat about topics like faith-infused business strategies, time management, identifying your unique gifts, practical tips to help you build a purposeful brand, and having heart-to-heart conversations with successful Christian women who've walked the path you're on. Get ready to fuel your journey with faith, purpose, and unstoppable drive. Let's empower you to use your God-given gifts, make an impact for the kingdom, and live a life of fulfillment. So stay tuned, because this is where faith meets business and where your entrepreneurial dreams fuel your God-given mission. Hey mama, are you ready to unlock your entrepreneurial potential and build a business that aligns with your faith and values? I am so excited to announce an upcoming podcast series designed specifically for Christian moms like you who are ready to pursue their passion and purpose in business. The Business Basic podcast series launches April 17th. Over the course of 4 episodes, we're going to dive into the essentials of entrepreneurship, offering practical tips, faith-based wisdom, and real-life examples to guide you on your journey. So whether you are a stay-at-home mom with a passion project or a working mom wanting to start a business, this podcast series is for you. It's completely free and accessible to everyone right here on A Purposeful Brand, so be sure to mark your calendars and join me. Give my email subscribers something extra special. If you sign up for my email list, linked in the description, you will receive exclusive bonus content, behind-the-scenes insights, and additional resources to complement the podcast series. So stay tuned for release of part 1 on April 17th and get ready to elevate your business with faith, purpose, and passion. See you there. So let's jump in. All right. So the first question I want to ask you, is your reason for going into business big enough? So what is your why? I mean, we've heard this question so many times. Why do you do what you do, right? And really, when we think about this, is do you have a compelling reason to be in business? Because it's going to be stressful. There's going to be imposter syndrome that shows up. There's going to be hurdles that you're going to have to jump through. You're going to have to get really comfortable with being uncomfortable. Okay. So why are you going into business? It has to be deep. Now, you've heard the phrase, do what you love to do and you'll never work a day in your life. I completely disagree with that, okay? Completely disagree with that. Work is work, okay? And when you are in business and you, especially in the beginning stages, when you are a solopreneur and a mom in business, and you probably likely have kids at home or you've got kids in school, you're gonna be working. Like, it's gonna feel like work. So when you have a deeper sense of purpose and a compelling reason for why you're doing what you're doing, that is going to drive you on the days that it is hard. So you need to really have a big reason for why you want to get into entrepreneurship. So the second thing that I want to ask you as a mom is, do you have the time to add something new into your life? This is so important because I know that we can sometimes feel like super moms. I know that we are ambitious women and we have a lot of things that we want to do and a lot of things that we're really good at too. But do you actually have the time to add something new into your current season of life right now? If you would ask me at this very moment, with everything that I've got going on, there is nothing that I could add in right now. My boys actually recently just started soccer and I gave that to my husband. I said, you are in control. You own soccer. I do not want to have to make sure that their balls are packed. I do not want to have to be in communication with the coaches. Now, obviously, I'm going to be there. I'm at the games. I'm going to talk to people. But I don't want the mental load of adding another responsibility on my plate because I cannot handle it right now. So do you have the time to add something new into your life? We can definitely at a later date talk about how to better maximize your time, how to work more efficiently, etc. But you're still going to be adding something in that's going to take time into your regular schedule. This isn't something that you're going to work on, you know, once a month or every 2 months. It's going to be in your regular schedule. Do you have the time to add something new into your life? Really reflect on that, okay? Because maybe you have to wait. Maybe you're in the newborn stage and you are not sleeping and you're just trying to survive right now. Maybe right now is not the time, and that is perfectly okay. But you have to be realistic and be honest with yourself, okay? So the third question, as a Christian mom, I want to know, are you really willing to trust God and step out in faith, even when you're faced with uncertainty? Entrepreneurship often involves stepping out of your comfort zone. I always say you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And you have to be okay with taking risks sometimes too. And so are you willing to trust in God's plan for your life and embrace the journey that you're going to be on and the path that's lying ahead, even when it may be unclear? This is going to take a lot of faith and trust that the Lord is leading you in the right direction. Are you ready to surrender this new journey, this new path that the Lord is leading you on? Are you ready to surrender that to the Lord and say, it's yours? I'm here. I'm your servant. Guide me. I will do what you say. The next thing I want to ask you is, how will you prioritize your faith and family while you're pursuing your entrepreneurial goals? I feel like this is something that we often overlook until we experience burnout. We simply, as moms in business, cannot add in hours upon hours of work into our schedule. It is not healthy for us to stay up all night so we can get work done and sacrifice our sleep, because then it's going to pour out into, you know, our family time, maybe our time with God, in a way that we're neglecting almost, or we're putting our business first. We're trying to constantly pour out of this cup that is not getting refilled. And it's very important for us to make sure that we're in alignment with our priorities. And that is our faith and that's our family. They come first. And I know that if you're getting into entrepreneurship, I'm sure that part of your why has to do with the Lord calling you to it and you wanting to have an impact in your family in some which way. So before you jump into entrepreneurship, how you're going to maintain a healthy, you know, balance. I don't really like the word balance. I think it's more of a shift in priorities. But I know that this is like what people kind of like recognize, is how are you going to maintain a healthy balance between your business aspirations and your commitments to God and your family, and really ensure that your business is going to align with your priorities and values. By setting that up and being realistic and honest with that and having healthy boundaries, it's going to help you avoid burnout. It's going to help you say, no, I can't accept this project because I've already taken on too much. All right, so do you have the ability to see the bigger picture? When we jump into entrepreneurship, there is a lot of back-end stuff, a lot of really non-sexy things that we have to do before we get to the clients and before we get to maybe leaving our 9-to-5, or before we get to that big picture stuff, right? So can you see that big picture? And then can you kind of reverse engineer that big picture? Because this goes back to, why are you doing what you're doing? We see that big picture and it's great and it's beautiful and it's lovely and it's something that I think that we should reflect on. I think it's something that we should pray about. But before we get to that, there's going to be a lot of little things that you're going to have to do that's not going to be fun. Just going to keep it real. It's not fun, okay? And maybe you start your business and you're a year into your business and you decide that you want to launch a course. I've never launched a course, but I've talked to people that have launched a course. I see the work that gets into creating that course and then launching that course out into the world. And it is a lot of work. So you have to really be able to see that big picture of what this course, I'm going to use this as an example, but what this course is going to offer and how it's going to impact your business and your life, and then push you forward while you're working on all the little things that may take months and months and months before you get to that big picture. So moving on, can you live without a steady income? So if you are currently an employee, can you withstand like not having a paycheck for a while? Are you going to have to dip into your savings? Or maybe you're going to work full time while you build on the side? Okay. And really being able to handle the things that are going to come up, emotions and such, when you're not making money right away, or when you're not making the money that you expected to. Because setting up a business and building can be a real struggle sometimes. And it can stretch you and push you in new ways that maybe you didn't know or you weren't expecting. And sometimes it can be hard when you're not bringing in that steady income that you were really hoping for. So if you can live without a steady income, or maybe you have to stay at your job and you're going to set an income goal that you are consistently making in your business before you can quit or build a savings on the side, these are things to consider before you jump into entrepreneurship. All right, so the last question that I want to ask you is, are you prepared to seek guidance and support from God and others along the way? It is so important to seek wisdom and guidance from the Lord through prayer, through reading the word. And it is so important to receive wisdom and guidance from mentors, coaches, and also fellow believers that are walking alongside the path that you're on right now. So really think about how you can surround yourself with a supportive community that's going to uplift you and encourage you on this entrepreneur journey, because we cannot go through this alone. And oftentimes we can get so close to what we're doing that we can't see what's actually going on. I heard something the other day that was talking about this reflection and how others can see you. And, you know, we're constantly looking at ourselves in a 2D, like 2D, right? We see ourselves in an image, we see ourselves in the mirror, but we can't see our head and our face at the same time. We can't see our back and our front at the same time, right? So we're not getting this 360 view of ourselves. So this is why it's so important to have people that are surrounding us, to have mentors and coaches that can see the full view, because they're going to see things that we're going to miss. And this is going to save you a lot of time and heartache. Okay. Do you want to take the long road or do you want to take the short path? You know, that's really what you have to ask yourself here, because if you're going to go through this alone, then you're going to take a longer path. But if you're going to actually seek guidance and support from others that can help you along the way and really press into seeking the Lord for business decisions, seeking the Lord in prayer, seeking Him on your to-do list, this is going to help cut that path down significantly. All right, so here's a recap of these questions. Is your reason for going into business big enough? What is your big why? Do you have the time to add something new into your life as a mom? Like, we're so busy, okay? Are you willing to trust God and step out in faith even when you're faced with uncertainty? How will you prioritize your faith and family while pursuing your entrepreneurial goals? Can you live without a steady income? And are you prepared to seek guidance and support from God and from others along the way? So I really want to encourage you to journal these responses to these questions, spend time in prayer and just reflection as you consider whether entrepreneurship is right for you, and just trust in the Lord's plan for your life. Whether that is pursuing entrepreneurship, whether it is not pursuing entrepreneurship, maybe you got to put a pause and wait 6 months to a year before you start anything. Whatever answer you come to, whatever conclusion you determine is best for you, is the right answer. There's no right or wrong answer here, okay? But if you decided that entrepreneurship is right for you and this is what you want to pursue, I want to remind you again about the upcoming podcast series, the Business Basics podcast series, okay? So these are going to be 4 bite-sized episodes. I'm going to make sure that they are straight to the point, actionable episodes, so you can get the information and take it and run with it. And don't forget to sign up for my email list. There is going to be a workbook in there. There's going to be additional bonus content, behind the scenes insights, and I'm just going to make it a really fun space during the four-part series, okay? So stay tuned for the release of part one, launching right here on A Purposeful Brand Podcast, and get ready to elevate your business with faith, purpose, and passion. God bless. Hey, it's Jessica here. Quick reminder that the podcast series Business Basics starts next week, April 17th. Yeah, baby. Oh, okay. I'll probably edit this out.
I made you pooping.
You made me pooping. Okay, go get your socks and shoes on. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode. I pray this episode blessed you, and I hope you found inspiration and a renewed sense of purpose. If you enjoyed this episode and found value in it, will you leave a review? Your reviews help this podcast reach more women like you. And here's a fun way to show your support. Take a screenshot of this episode and share it in your Instagram stories. Tag us at A Purposeful Brand Podcast so I can connect with you and reshare your stories. Remember, your journey is unique, your gifts are powerful, and your faith is your greatest asset. So until next time, keep dreaming big, taking inspired action, and living out your calling. I can't wait to join you again next week as faith meets entrepreneurship right here on A Purposeful Brand.